感谢神。那么接下来需要回到主日学当中的青少年朋友，还有主日学老师，现在可以去到各自的主日学当中。感谢神，我们在这个主日清晨我们来思想主的恩典。我们先请大家一起起立，我们来读一处圣经的经文。
Praise the Lord, in the Sunday morning, let's continue to study the Word of God and then stand up and read a scripture from the Bible.
我们弟兄姊妹可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约伯记26章第二节到第三节。
The book of Job, chapter 26, verse 2 to 3.
约伯记26章二节起。无能的人啊，蒙你何等的帮助，膀臂无力的人，蒙你何等的拯救，无智慧的人，蒙你何等的指教，你向他多显大知识。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
我们来到你的面前，我们实在是承认我们自己的无知和无能。
We come before you. We acknowledge that we are powerless and we are ignorant.
感谢神，你这样的恩待怜悯我们这些无知无能的人，你赐给我们有从你那来的智慧。
Thank you for showing your mercy to us who are ignorant and powerless, and show us your wisdom.
愿神的话语，刻在我们每个人的心板上面。愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And may your word be carved on our hearts, and may your word become a lamp to my feet and a light on my path.
我们更求神加添我们的信心和力量，让我们不仅仅是能够明白认识神的话语，让我们更是能够按着神的话语去遵行。
And may you give us the strength and faith so that we will not only understand your word, but be able to live them out.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
那么，在这个感恩的这个季节，我就来思想圣经当中的人物。
And during the Thanksgiving season, and I've been thinking a character in the Bible.
我在想到。圣经当中主耶稣所说的那个浪子的故事当中的那个浪子，他一定是一个最应该心存感激的人。
And I was thinking about the prodigal son that Jesus talked about in his story, and I thought that he must be the one who should give thanks.
我们弟兄姊妹可以一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读一下主耶稣所说的这个浪子的故事。
I'll look at the scripture on the screen. Let's read together the story.
好，路加福音15章11到24节，十一节起，耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把这产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，即耗尽了一切所有的，遇到那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说，我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲就看见，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说， 父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把他上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。这是主耶稣所说的浪子的故事。
This is a story that Jesus talked about the prodigal son.
在这个感恩的季节，我在思想，哇，这个浪子真的是应该有一个感恩的心。
And during the Thanksgiving season, I was thinking about this prodigal son. I think that he is indeed someone should have the heart of a gratitude.
那么这个浪子，他在哪一个时刻，哇，他对他的父亲应该心存感恩呢？
And I was thinking about in which moment did the prodigal son show his gratitude to his father?
那么我们知道，在一开始，这个浪子要求分家业，他的父亲就把家业就分给他。
And at the beginning, the prodigal son requested his father to divide the possession, and his father divided the possession and gave it to him.
但到后来，我们知道这个浪子已经浪费资财。一无所有回到父家，父亲再一次的接纳他。
And we know that later this prodigal son, he wasted all his possessions and he had nothing left and he went back to his home and his father accepted him.
所以这是两个时刻。
So that there were two moments.
一个时刻就是这个浪子从父亲那里得到丰富的家财。
One moment is when this son has got an abundant possession from his father.
另外一个时刻是这个浪子身无分文，穷困潦倒，回到父亲家，父亲又接纳他。
Another moment is when the son had nothing left and he went back to his home and his father accepted him again.
但是两个时刻，哪一个时刻浪子真的对父亲心存感激呢？
In these two moments, which of the moments did the prodigal son show his sincere gratitude to his father?
当然是这个浪子孤苦伶仃身无分文的时候回到父家，父亲再次接纳他，那个时刻他对父亲真的是心存感激。
And of course I think it's the moment when the prodigal son was alone and has nothing left and when he went back to his father's house and his father accepted him again and he showed his sincere gratitude to his father.
为什么说在这个时刻，这个浪子对他的父亲真正的是心存感恩呢？
Why do we see at this moment that the prodigal son had a grateful heart to his father?
因为在这个时刻，这个浪子得到了他不配得到的恩典。
Because at that moment, the prodigal son received the grace that he was not worthy to get.
所以当这个浪子回到父家，儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。
So this son went back to his father's house and said to his father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and no longer worthy to be called your son.
父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。
But the father said to his servants, Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet.
把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
And bring the fat calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry.
在这个时刻，这个浪子心里对父亲一定是充满感激，因为他知道他不配得到这一切。
At that moment, the prodigal son was filled with a gratitude toward his father because he knew that he was not worthy to get all of those things.
那么我们知道，一开始这个父亲就给这个浪子很多很多的家产。
And we know at the beginning, the father has given this prodigal son a lot of his possessions.
那么当这个浪子从父亲那里接到这么丰富的钱财的时候，这个浪子对父亲有没有感激的心呢？
And when this son has received this great possession from his father, did the son had a gratitude toward his father?
显然在这个时刻，这个浪子对父亲并没有什么感恩的心。
Obviously that this son did not have any grateful heart to his father at this moment.
因为在路加福音十五章十二节告诉我们，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家产分给我，他父亲就把产业分给他们。
Luke 15:12 says, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided them and his livelihood.
为什么说在这个时刻，小儿子从父亲得到了丰富的钱财，但是他却对父亲没有感恩的心呢？
Why do we see that the prodigal son didn't have a gratitude to his father when he has got such a great amount of possessions from his father?
因为他觉得这些钱财是他应得的。
Because he felt that those money, those possessions are what he deserved.
有谁会因为他得到他应该得到的东西而去感恩呢？
Does someone show gratitude to someone who, when he gets something he thought he deserved to get?
所以这种现象其实我们在今天的世界上并不奇怪，很多人得到了丰富的恩典，在这个世界上拥有很多很多的财富，但他却没有感恩的心。
And it is very common today, and a lot of people, they get a lot of the rich possessions and abundant wealth from in this world, and he does not have a heart of gratitude.
因为他们觉得这是我应得的。
Because they feel that they deserve them.
啊，为什么我的收入是别人的两倍、三倍、甚至十倍、一百倍？因为是我应得的。
Get an income the 10 times or 20 times or even 100 times of others because I deserve this thing.
啊，因为我有很高的学历呀，因为我很聪明呐，因为我很有能力呀。
Because I got a higher education, I'm very smart and I have the competence and I can do it.
真的是这样吗？
Is it really true?
圣经告诉我们，哪怕我们得获财的能力，得资财的能力，都是神赐给我们的。
The Bible tells us the ability to get the wealth from this world is given by God.
我们有什么不是神给我们的呢？
Is there anything that's not given by God?
我们有什么能力呢？
Do we have any ability by ourselves?
耶稣对我们说，我们能让一根头发变白变黑吗？
Jesus tells us, can you make one of your hair become black or gray?
我们能让自己的寿数多增加一刻吗？
Can we add a single day or a single moment to our age?
你觉得自己很聪明，这个世界上很多人很聪明。
If you think you are smart, many people in this world are smarter.
为什么你在世界上拥有这么多？
Why do you have so many possessions in this world?
如果你认为这是我应得的，那你不会对神，你甚至不会对任何人有感恩的心。
If you think those things are what you deserve, then you will not have any gratitude toward anybody or God.
所以今天很多人说，神啊，给我这个，给我那个，你给我这些，我感谢你。
Today, many people ask God for a lot of things. You give me, God, you give me this and that, and I will thank you.
我们会看见那个浪子，他的父亲给他很多啊，他对父亲有感恩吗？
But look at the prodigal son. When his father gave him a lot of possessions, did he show his gratitude to his father?
他没有，他觉得自己应得。
No, he didn't, because he thought that he deserved those things.
当然了，还有一些人啊，因为他在世界上啊得到很多啊，他对神可能也会有一点点感恩的心。
And of course, some other people, when they got a lot of possessions, the worldly wealth from God, and they show some gratitude to God.
但他这种所谓的感恩的心一定是虚伪，一定是短暂的，因为他很快就会去享受这在地上的资财了，就像那个浪子一样。
But his gratitude to God is just temporary and short.Because he would just want go to enjoy his worldly possessions.
就像这个浪子一得到这丰富的家财，很快他就去享受去了，他把父亲早都丢在脑后了。
And just like the prodigal son, when he got the possessions from his father, and he immediately want to enjoy all his possessions, and he forgot all about his father.
一个怎样的人才能有真正感恩的心呢？
And what kind of people can have a heart of gratitude?
只有那些他知道他得到了他不配得的，只有这些人才能真正的有感恩的心。
Only those people who think that who get that what they think they were not worthy to get, those kind of people have a heart of gratitude.
所以我们说，这个浪子当他真正回家的时候，那他真的是对父亲充满感恩，因为他知道他不配得。
So we can see this prodigal son, when he went back to his home, and he had a real gratitude in his heart to his father, because he knew that he was not worthy to get that.
那个时候父亲给他的袍子，父亲给他的戒指，父亲给他的鞋子是如此如此的珍贵，因为是他不配得的。
And the robe and the ring and the sandals that his father gave to him are so precious because he thought that those things are not worthy, he was not worthy to get.
起初他父亲给他分的那些家产，难道买不到这些东西吗？
And the possessions his father gave to him at the beginning, can those things help him to get all those things? Yes.
那么多的家产，当然可以买件好衣服穿啦，当然可以买一个好戒指戴，当然可以买双好鞋啊。
When he had got all those possessions, of course he can use those possessions, those things to buy the robes, buy the sandals, buy the rings, whatever he want.
但他却没有感恩的心。
But he didn't have a grateful heart at that time.
所以我们知道，一个人真正有感恩的心，不在于到底神给他多少这个世上物质的财富，神给他再多，但如果他认为自己是应得的，他没有感恩的心。
So whether a person has a grateful heart or not does not lie on how much possession God give him. Even if God give him everything that if he thought that those things are what he deserved, he would not have a grateful heart to God.
当他真正认识到，哪怕神给他一点点，他仍然认识到我仍然是不配拥有这些，那他真的是心里充满感恩的心。
And when he truly realized that even though God just gave him a little and he was not worthy to get those things, and he could have a grateful heart.
一个心里充满感恩的人，他一定是个幸福的人。
And a person that full of gratitude in his heart must be a happy person.
一个心里没有感恩的人，他一定是个痛苦的人。
And a person without a grateful heart must be a painful person.
这跟他拥有在这个世界上拥有多少物质财富没有丝毫的关系。
It has nothing to do with how many possessions he owns in this world.
所以我们会在今天这个世界上很多很富有的地区，很多很富有的国家，人的自杀率会很高。
So we know that in some wealthy countries, some rich areas in this world, the suicide rate is still very high.
那么在一些看起来很贫穷的地方，在一些看起来很落后的地方，他的自杀率相反不是那么高。
Well, in some poor countries, in some undeveloped countries, some undeveloped areas, the suicide rate is not that high.
今天很多的时候人们总是抱怨，神啊，为什么给我这么少，为什么给我这么少，为什么不给我多一点。其实最关键不是神给我们多少，而是我们看自己配不配得到什么。
Today we say to God that you give me so little and why don't you give me more, and it's nothing to do with how much God gives you, it's whether you think that you deserve those things.
我在想，哇，这个浪子被父亲接纳了以后回到父家，我在想，哎，有一天他会不会又找父亲要钱，又离开呢？
And I was thinking about when this prodigal son went back to his father's house and was accepted by his father. Would it be possible that one day then he will ask for money again from his father and leave the house again?
当然圣经没有说接下来发生的事情，但是我想，如果我是那个浪子，我一定不会再离开了。
The Bible didn't record things after, but I think if I am that prodigal son, and I would not leave the house anymore.
为什么我说如果我是那个浪子，我一定不会再离开呢？
Why do I say that if I am that prodigal son, I would not leave the house anymore?
因为在我上一次的经历当中，我看见了一件事实，就是我的无知无能。
Because from my past experience, I saw one thing that is my powerlessness and my ignorance.
在我在浪子的经历当中，他看见一个事实，他有那么多的钱财，他又很年轻，他又很有生命活力，他又能怎样呢？
And in the prodigal son's past experience, he saw one fact. Even though he could have a lot of money, even though he was still young and he was still strong, but what could he do?
他不一样是无知，不是一样是无能，不是一样是落到猪圈里面，连猪吃的豆荚他都吃不到吗？
He was still ignorant, he was still powerless, and he was still falling into the pen of the pigs, and even he didn't have the chance to eat the pods that the pigs eat.
所以当那个浪子在猪圈里面，他一看，他看到什么？他看到自己的无知和无能。我有那么多钱有什么用？我有那么多资产我有什么用？我虽然年轻，我虽然有力气，有什么用？我不一样是无知无能吗？
So when the prodigal son fell into this pig's pen, and he realized one fact that he was very powerless and ignorant, even though he had a lot of possessions, even though that he was still young and strong, and what's the use of those things? He was still ignorant and powerless.
所以当浪子回到富家之后，浪子在这之前的经历当中看到自己的本相，所以我为什么还要走？我为什么还要离开父亲？我是无能的人，我离开父亲，我完全没有能力。
So when the son went back to his father's house, and he has realized that he was ignorant and powerless, and he would not leave the house any more because he realized that he was ignorant and powerless.
在我们今天上午的成人主日学当中，我们思想主耶稣基督所说的话，我们就像一个枝子，葡萄枝子，一定要连在这个葡萄树上，也就连在主耶稣这里。
And this Sunday morning, this Sunday school, and we talk about that our life must we must be like a branch that connected to the vine.
耶稣说，我们这个枝子如果离开了主耶稣这棵树。我们就什么都做不了，我们就枯干，我们就丢在外面。
The Lord Jesus said to us, "If this branch, cut from the vine, and we can do nothing, and we will be thrown out and dry."
所以就像这个浪子，浪子意识到他自己的无知和无能，所以浪子就要紧紧的住在父家，跟他父亲联系在一起。他说我不要再出去了，因为我是无能，我是无知，我离开父家我什么都做不了。
So when this prodigal son realized that he was ignorant and powerless, and he was just closely connected with his father and abides in his father's house because he has realized his true self as being ignorant and powerless, and he could do nothing without his father.
换句话说，如果浪子离开父家，他知道他除了能够自我毁灭，他还能干什么呢？
And in other words, the prodigal son realized that if he left his father's house, except ruining himself, his life, whole life, he could do nothing.
所以我们在这个感恩的季节，我就在思想，哇，这个浪子，他对父亲有一个感恩的心。
And so during this Thanksgiving season, I was thinking about this prodigal son, and he had a gratitude to his father.
浪子首先感谢他的父亲接纳他，给他不配得到的恩典。
And first of all, this prodigal son thanked his father for accepting him, and this is a grace that he was not worthy to get.
第二点，如果我是浪子，我会感谢神，神呐，你让我看见我的无知和无能，这是你的恩典。
And second, I will thank God for allowing me to see my own ignorance and my powerlessness. This is a grace from God.
如果我没有看见我的无知和无能，我一定还在外面流浪，我一定还在外面自我沉沦和堕落，我不会想到回到父家的。
And if I didn't see my own ignorance and powerlessness, and I must still be wandering outside and living a corrupted life, and I would not think about my father's house.
感谢神，你给我有这样的恩典。这个恩典就是你让我看见我自己的无知和无能。
And I will thank God for giving me this grace. That the grace is that allowing me to see my own ignorance and powerlessness.
因为只有这样，我才想到回到父家，我才想到认罪悔改。
And only in this way I will think about going to back to my father's house and thinking about confess my sins and repent.
我才能够得到我父亲的戒指，得到我父亲的袍子。然后成为我父亲真正的孩子。
And I can get the ring and the robe from my father and become a real child of my father.
所以在这个感恩的季节，让我们来思想这个浪子，我们来思想神到底给他什么恩典。
And so during this Thanksgiving season, let's think about this prodigal son and what grace that God gave him.
当然，神给这个浪子不配得到的恩典就是。接纳他。
Of course, God gave this prodigal son a grace that he was not worthy to get, that is to accepting him.
但是还有很美好的恩典，就是神让这个浪子看到他自己的无知、无能、污秽败坏，这是神的恩典。
And even the better grace from God is that this prodigal son could see his own ignorance and powerlessness. This is a grace from God.
所以我们知道使徒保罗在他认罪悔改成为基督徒之前，使徒保罗是一个大罪人。
And we know that before Apostle Paul was converted and he was a chief sinner.
使徒保罗是逼迫耶稣，逼迫耶稣的门徒的人。
And Apostle Paul once persecuted Jesus and his disciples.
那么当主耶稣呼召他的时候，主耶稣让使徒保罗的眼睛暂时瞎了。
And when Lord Jesus called Apostle Paul, and Lord Jesus made Paul's eyes blind temporarily.
然后使徒保罗就在那里伏伏在地，就说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And Paul knelt down on the ground and asked the Lord, "Who are you?"
然后耶稣就说：“我就是你所逼迫的。”
And Jesus said, "I'm the one you were persecuting."
然后使徒保罗就认罪悔改。
And the Apostle Paul confessed his sins and repented.
这就是上帝，这就是主耶稣呼召使徒保罗的方式，让他眼睛先瞎掉。
And that is the way that God called Paul, and that is to make his eyes temporarily blind.
得救之前的保罗是一个非常骄傲的人呐。
And before Paul was converted, he was very proud.
他说我是血统最纯正的这个以色列人，法利赛人中的法利赛人。
And he said he was Israel with the most pure blood, and he was a Pharisee among the Pharisees.
我受过最好的教育，我的老师是最棒的。
He got the best education, his master is the best.
我的行为是最好的，我遵行上帝的律法，无可指摘，谁比我好呢？
And he had the best deeds, and he obeyed the laws of God, and he was blameless. No one is better than him.
但是当上帝的呼召临到他，上帝让他眼睛瞎掉，他才能真正的看见。
And when God's calling fell on him, and God made his eyes blind, and he so that he could see.
看见什么？看见自己的无知，看见自己的无能，看见自己的败坏，看见自己不过是一个罪人，甚至是一个罪魁。
And what did he see? That he saw that he was ignorant, he was powerless, and he was corrupted, and he was a sinner, he was a chief sinner.
这是神给保罗的恩典。
That is a grace given to Paul by God.
让保罗的眼睛暂时瞎掉，这是上帝给保罗的恩典，因为只有这样。他才能真正的看见。
And it is a grace from God to Paul that he was blinded for a moment, that so that he could really see.
看见自己一无所能，看见自己一无所事。
And he could see that he could do nothing, and he is nothing.
看见自己在上帝的光中是多么的渺小。
And he could see that he was so little in the light of God.
自此， 他才真正的认罪悔改，神才大大的兴起保罗，让保罗成为外邦人的使徒，让保罗成为被上帝大大使用的仆人。
And since then, Paul could be used by God, greatly used by God, and become an apostle for the Gentiles, and greatly used by God.
所以这就是圣经告诉我们的：当一个人真正看自己越渺小，看自己越糟糕的时候，上帝就越是使用他，上帝就越是恨不得要荣耀他，把神的荣耀与他分享。
And that's what the Bible tells us. When someone realized he was very little and he was very corrupted, and God will greatly use him and share his glory with him.
然后这样的人，像使徒保罗这样的人，就说：“我不配得到任何的荣耀，我不过是一个蒙恩的罪人。”
And a person like Apostle Paul would say that I am not worthy to get anything from God. I'm but a chief sinner.
我们知道使徒保罗他感谢主耶稣基督。
We know the Apostle Paul thanks the Lord Jesus.
他首先感谢主耶稣基督拯救了他这个罪魁，他不配得到恩典，不配得到拯救，但是耶稣拯救了他。
And first of all, Apostle Paul thanks the Lord Jesus for saving him. He was not worthy to get that grace, but the Lord saved him.
就像那个浪子，他得到了父亲的接纳，他知道我不配得的，他感激父亲。
Just like the prodigal son, then he was accepted by his father. He knew that he did not deserve it, and he thanked his father.
使徒保罗还要感谢神，什么恩典呢？神啊，你让我眼睛曾经的瞎掉过一段时间，你让我看见我的无知无能，我为此感谢你。
And Apostle Paul also thanked God for making his eyes blind for a moment so that he could really see that he was ignorant and powerless, and he thanked God for that.
我们知道使徒保罗被上帝大大的使用成为外邦人的使徒的时候，但是使徒保罗生命中有一个难处。
And we know that when Apostle Paul was greatly used by God to be an apostle for the Gentiles, and he had a difficulty in his life.
他身上有一个刺。
He had a thorn in his life.
但是很多圣经学者就知道就认为这个刺就是指的保罗的眼睛不好。
And some biblical scholars think that this song refers to that Paul was not very good in his eyesight.
因为使徒保罗被关在监牢里面，漆黑的监牢里面时间太长，然后眼睛不好，他基本上已经失明，所以保罗的书信很多都是他说，然后呢，旁边有人记录。
Because Paul was put in a very dark prison and for a very long time, so his eyes almost lost his sight, and many of his letters was written by someone else.
我把哥林多后书十二章七到九节的经文给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
And we'll read the scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and 7 to 9, and I will read to you and follow screen.
哥林多后书十二章七节，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事，我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸我的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。保罗在这里说他感谢神，感激神。
Paul here says he thanked God.
他是不是感谢神拿走他生命这个刺呢？
Did he thank God for taking away his thorn?
他不是的。
No.
他恰恰相反，他感谢神没有拿走他生命中这个刺。
On the contrary, that he thanks God for not taking away the thorn from his life.
他心里非常自己清楚，自己知道自己是一个什么样的人。如果他生命中没有这样一个刺，他一定会自高骄傲的。他知道我就是这样的人。
And he clearly knew what kind of person he was. If without that thorn, then he must be very arrogant and conceited.
他说感谢神，我知道我自己，神更知道我自己，所以神把这个刺 留在我生命中，不拿走。我三次求神，神都不拿走。
And he knew himself, and God knew him even more. And so God didn't take away the son from his life. And he asked God for three times, and God didn't answer his prayer.
所以这是神给我的恩典，不拿走我生命中的刺。这神给我的恩典，让我不要自高，让我不要狂妄，让我永远的紧紧的依靠神。
And thank God for not taking away the thorn from my life. And thank God that in this way that I can realize that I'm arrogant and conceited.
但是我更要夸耀我的软弱。
And I will boast my weakness.
好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
So that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
我们再看见主耶稣啊怎样的来带领他的门徒彼得。
And now let's look at how Lord Jesus guided his disciple Peter.
我们知道彼得是耶稣呼召的这个门徒当中最年长的一个。
We know that Peter was the oldest disciple that the Lord Jesus called.
我们知道当耶稣从死里复活在他离世升到天父上帝那里之前，耶稣把他的教会是托付给彼得的。
And we know that after Lord Jesus was raised to life and before he ascended to heaven, and he gave the church, put the trust of the church to Peter.
所以在上帝的心意当中，彼得这个人是要被赋予重任的，他成为第一个在这个地上教会上事实的领袖。
And we know that in the sight of God and Peter was given a very important task and he became the first leader of the Christian church on the earth.
所以我们就会想，哇，这样的一个重要的人物，上帝要给他怎样的恩典呢？他才能担负这么伟大的一个使命呢？
And we may think about what kind of grace did God give to Peter, such an important person, that so that he could bear the burden that God gave him.
其实上帝给彼得的恩典有一个重要的恩典，就是让彼得看见他是如此的无知无能。
And one of the grace that God gave to Peter was allowing him to see that he was so powerless and ignorant.
所以彼得才能真正的悔改，才能真正的看见神的能力，神的爱，才能被神真正的大大的使用。
In this way that Peter could really repent it and saw the great power and great love of God and he could be greatly used by God.
我们很多时候会看见，哇，我这个人特别有恩赐，我这个人特别聪明，上帝啊，你不使用我，你都吃亏了，你知道吗？
And sometimes we think that we are very smart and we are highly gifted. God, if you didn't use me, that it's a loss.
我刚讲这个话，好多弟兄姊妹在笑啊。
I know a lot of brothers are laughing at my words.
你这个笑就对了，因为神听到这样的话，神也觉得好笑。
You're right, because if God heard such words, and he will laugh.
上帝呼召摩西的时候，摩西说：“你看我多厉害呀！我以前是埃及的王子，我学过埃及一切的知识。上帝，你用我就对了。”摩西有这样讲吗？
And when God called Moses, did Moses say that, yes, God, you are using me, that's right, because I was an Egyptian prince, and I had all the knowledges, and did Moses say words like that?
摩西不是这样讲，摩西说，你看我笨口拙舌的，上帝，你找别人吧，别人厉害一点，我什么都不会啊。
And Moses said to God, I'm bad and poor at speech, and I'm not capable. Please find someone else.
结果神就对摩西说，就用你。
But God said to Moses, I will use you.
因为你知道你的无能，你才能知道是谁造人的舌头，是谁使用人，你才能知道这一点。
Because if you know that you are powerless, and you will be able to know that who made the tongues of men and who can use men.
所以我们很多说，哎呀，我要被神使用，我要被神使用，哇，这么多的恩赐，哇，上帝给我舞台。
Sometimes that people say that I'll be greatly used by God. I have I'm such highly gifted, and Lord, give me a stage.
这样想的话， 那你好好的要祷告，要重新来认识神，重新来认识你自己。
If you think that way, you should really pray and to know you and know God once again.
我们再来看神对彼得是怎样带领的。
And now let's see how God led Peter.
我给大家来读这一处的经文，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的这段经文。
I'll read you the scriptures on the screen.
马太福音26:31-34和69-75。31节，那时耶稣对他们说，今夜你们为我的缘故都要跌倒，因为经上记着说，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了，但我复活以后要带你们以先往加利利去。彼得说，众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。耶稣说，我实在告诉你，今夜鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我。69节，彼得在外面院子里坐着，有一个使女前来说，你素来也是同那加利利人耶稣一伙的。彼得在众人面前却不承认，说，我不知道你说的是什么。既出去到了门口，又有一个使女看见他，就对那里的人说，这个人也是同那拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的。彼得又不承认，并且起誓说，我不认得那个人。过了不久的时候，旁边站着的人前来对彼得说，你真是他们一伙的，你的口音把你露出来了。彼得就发咒起誓的说，我不认得那个人，立时鸡就叫了。彼得想起耶稣所说的话，鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我，他就出去痛哭。彼得以前是一个怎样的人？
What kind of person was Peter before?
彼得以前认为他比所有其他的门徒更加勇敢，更加刚强，更加有信心。
And before Peter thought that he was more courageous and bold and had more faith than all the other disciples.
简单的说，彼得认为他以前我是最棒的。
And put simply that Peter thought that he was the best among the disciples.
结果神就让彼得看见你是最糟糕的。
But God allowed Peter see that he was the worst.
我们会看见耶稣对彼得说的那句话，34节，我实在告诉你，今夜鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
And verse 34, Jesus said to Peter, Assuredly I say to you that this night before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
耶稣对彼得说，说你，不是说你们，不是说你们这一群人，就是说你。
Jesus said to Peter, I'm talking about you, you individual, not all of you, but you.
你三次不认我。
And you will deny me three times.
只有你是这样的。
It's only you.
所以彼得认为自己以前是最棒，自己以前是最厉害，结果他是最糟。
Peter thought that he was the best, but actually he was the worst.
这是神给彼得的恩典。
That is a grace from God to Peter.
恩典是什么？就是让彼得看见你是无知，你是无能，你不了解你自己。
And what's this grace? The grace is allowing Peter to say that he was ignorant, he was powerless, and he didn't know himself.
只有彼得看到这一点，彼得才能真正的认罪悔改，才能真正看到我是不能，但是神能；我是没有爱，但是神心里有爱。
And only in this way that did Peter could see his true self. And I'm not capable, but God is able. I do not have any love, but God is love.
所以当耶稣从死里复活了以后，耶稣呼召彼得，三次问彼得：“你爱我吗？你爱我吗？你爱我吗？”那时候彼得真就从心里说：“主啊，我爱你，你知道。”
And when the Lord Jesus was raised to life.And after he was raised to life, and he showed to Peter, and he called Peter three times, Do you love me? And Peter, at that time, he realized that, yeah, I love you, that you are love.
我以前常常说，什么样的人真正爱耶稣呢？只有真正认罪的人，他才能真正的爱耶稣。
And before I have talked about it, what kind of person could love Jesus? Only those who truly confess their sins and repented, they love Jesus.
那么其实我们从另外一个角度，什么样的人真正爱耶稣呢？就 就是他真正知道我是一个弱者，我不是强者，我是一个弱者，所以我需要耶稣，我需要耶稣的怜悯，需要耶稣的扶持，需要耶稣的带领。
In another aspect, what kind of person can love Jesus? Only when you realize that you are weak and you're not capable, you need Jesus to help you, then you could really love Jesus.
那我们今天思想神给我们的恩典。
And today we think about the grace from God.
我们思想神有时候让我们经历挫折，经历失败，让我们看见原来我们一无所能。这是上帝给我们的恩典。
And sometimes God allows us to experience difficulties and some sufferings, and that is a grace from God.
当浪子看见自己的无知无能之后，他认罪悔改，回到父家，他再不想离开父亲了，因为他知道我无能，我离开父亲，我能做什么呢？我只能自我毁灭。
And when the prodigal son went back to his house, and he has realized that he was ignorant and he was powerless, and he would not leave his father's house again because he thought that he realized that he was powerless and ignorant. Apart from his father, he could do nothing.
当保罗看见自己无能的时候，在他眼睛暂时瞎掉的那段时间，他看，哎呀，我是如此的渺小。当他看见自己无知无能的时候，他才真正的认罪悔改，他才真正的认识至高的神就是主耶稣。
And when Paul was temporarily blind and he realized that he was ignorant and powerless, he was so little, and he then confessed his sins and repented, and then know the true God, the Holy God.
当使徒保罗被上帝大大的使用，大地给使徒保罗，上帝给使徒保罗丰富的属灵的智慧，让他成为外邦人的使徒。
And when Lord Jesus, when God greatly used Apostle Paul, and he gave Apostle Paul the rich spiritual gifts and wisdom, and he became an apostle for the Gentiles.
但是上帝却许可使徒保罗生命当中有一个刺，使徒保罗三次求神，求上帝，上帝就是不拿走。
But God allows this thorn remain in Paul's life, and Paul prayed to God three times, and God didn't remove that thorn.
然后在这个过程当中，使徒保罗看见神的恩典，他感谢神，神啊，感谢你。让我生命中有这样的一个刺，让我知道我是生命，我的本相到底怎样。
And during the process, Paul thanked God for this grace. So because of this song that Paul could see that his true self and he was weak.
我的本性就是倾向于骄傲，就是倾向于自高。就是倾向于背逆神，就是我的本性。感谢神，让我生命中有这样的一个刺，让我谦卑，让我永远的依靠神。
I thank God that his true self tends to be proud, to be arrogant, to be disobedient to God. Because of this thorn, he could humble himself.
我们也看见彼得，上帝怎样让他看见他自己是生命的本相到底是怎样。
And we also looked at Peter and how God let him see his true self.
这是上帝给彼得的恩典，让他看见他的无能无知。这是上帝给彼得的恩典。
That is a grace from God to Peter so that he could see he was ignorant and powerless.
所以只能这样，彼得才能看见神的能力，才能看见神的爱。
Only in this way that could Peter see the great power and great love of God.
所以彼得才能被上帝所大大的兴起使用，成为在这个地上基督教会的第一个带领者，就是从现实意义上来看。
So Peter could be greatly used by God and to be the first leader of the Christian church on the earth.
在过去的一两年，上帝同样给我们同样的恩典。
In the past year or two, then God give us the same grace.
这个恩典是什么？就是在新冠疫情当中，让世人看见，世人有什么了不起
？And that is during the pandemic, let the people in the world see that they are nothing.
世人有什么了不起？刚开始嘲笑这个病毒，不过就是大感冒嘛。到现在你看呢？
At the beginning, and the people just laugh at the virus, and they thought it's just a big flu. And but now,
我昨天在我们小区的邻居网有人发帖，哦，前天啊，就我小区的邻居网有人发帖，他说他有个好朋友，一个医生，就在伯伊菲医院工作，告诉他伯伊菲现在每天死三个人，因为新冠。
And in the next door, someone in my neighborhood posts that someone works in the Boise hospital, and he said in Boise, average 3 person died of the COVID every day.
后面还有一句话，大多数是那些不打疫苗的年轻人。
After that, he said most of them are not vaccinated.
就是那个 next door, 那个上面有人发。
And someone posted in the next door app.
新冠疫情这一两年，新冠疫情，这是上帝给我们的恩典，让我们看见我们的无能，我们的无知。
And the pandemic, that is the grace from God, so that we can see that we are ignorant and powerless.
这是恨不得是去年啊，到夏天，疫情神奇的消失了，消失了吗
？And last year, people said in the summer the virus will magically disappear, but did it disappear?
新的变异又出来，以色列已经 lock down 了，整个国家 lock down 了。以色列
，and the new viruses keep coming out, and the whole Israel have been under lockdown.
欧洲有些国家已经考虑要 lock down， 再一次 lock down.
And some European countries are planning another lockdown.
人在这个世界上，哇，我们现在科技很厉害，我们现在医学很厉害，我们这个也厉害，那个也厉害。你对一个小小的病毒，你看见自己能做什么呢
？We think that we have a lot of advanced technology and medical skills, but facing this so tiny virus, what can we do？
刚开始疫情爆发的时候，很多人嘲笑戴口罩，什么什么。你看现在都要戴口罩，来我们教会聚会，要求所有人要戴口罩。
And at the beginning, and the people laugh at those who wear a mask. And now, everybody wear a mask, and everybody who comes to our church for worship should wear a mask.
因为我们看到我们的无知和无能。
Because we saw ignorance and powerlessness.
更不要说现在各种世界上发生的事情，种族之间的冲突矛盾，各种样不法的事情到处泛滥。
And not to say about those things happening in this world, this racial conflicts and those illegal and unlawful things.
各种荒唐的事情，整个世界在这个病毒的压抑下面，人们的痛苦，包括这个经济上的困难。但是有钱的人越来越有钱，穷人越来越穷，不是很荒唐的事情吗？
Some ridiculous happening in this world, and rich people are becoming more richer, and the poor people are getting poor.
人们常常的骄傲，哎呀，我们今天的科技如何如何厉害，我们今天医学如何厉害，我们今天设计了完美的这个社会制度如何厉害。结果在疫情面前，一切都赤裸敞开，人你能做什么？
And some people boast about the advanced technology and medical skills and better social systems, but everything is exposed under the pandemic. What can you do?
所以如果说在这个感恩季节，我们要向上帝感恩，我们回顾这一两年，我觉得这一两年上帝给人的恩典，就是让我们看到我们原来如此的渺小，我们原来如此的无能，这是神给我们的恩典。
And during the Thanksgiving season, if we think that for the past 1 or 2 years, what can we give thanks to God? That is the grace from God that during the pandemic and during the past 1 or 2 years, we can see that we are so little, we are so powerless.
因为只有这样，我们才能真正的谦卑的来到上帝面前，呼求神的怜悯，呼求神的医治。
Only in this way can we humble ourselves before God and ask for His forgiveness and ask for His healing.
我看见有一个名人哈，以前看一个名人讲过一句话：人的一切痛苦，本质上是对自己无能的愤怒。
I have ever read a famous person wrote a sentence like this: All man's sufferings are essentially anger towards his own incapabilities.
或者就是这个痛苦啊，跟愤怒总是连在一起的。痛苦是一种愤怒，愤怒是一种痛苦。
Or pains and anger are always connected. Pain is a kind of anger, and anger is a kind of pain.
那为什么会愤怒？为什么会痛苦呢？就是看到自己的无能。
Why are you painful? Why are you angry? Because you saw your own incompetence.
对于不认识神的人来说，对于不信靠主耶稣基督的人来说，他这样说，没错，真的就这样。
For those who didn't know Lord Jesus Christ and do not believe in Jesus Christ, it's right for him to say like that.
但是对于信靠神的人来说，对于认识主耶稣基督的人来说，我看到我的无能，我没有愤怒，我没有痛苦，我要向神感恩，这是你给我的恩典，你让我看见我的无能，这样我才能够回转，我才能够认罪，像浪子那样。
But for those who trust in God, when they saw their incapabilities and powerlessness, and they would not be painful and get angry, because this is grace from God, so that when he saw that he is really powerless and he could confess his sins and repent and return to God.
当浪子看到他的无能的时候，他有愤怒吗？他有痛苦吗？他没有，他看见我找到了出路了。
And did the prodigal son get angry or painful when he saw his powerlessness? No, he didn't get angry or feel painful, and he thought that he find a way out.
他可以回父家。
Because he could return to his father's house.
当使徒保罗他的眼睛暂时瞎掉，还有当他后来生命中有一个刺，神不拿走，他有愤怒吗？他有痛苦吗？
And when Apostle Paul was blinded temporarily, or when later in his life there was a thorn in his body, in his life, was Paul painful or feel angry?
他会有肉体上的痛苦，一定会有，但他心里呢，他马上认罪悔改，他找到真正的平安。
And of course, he must feel painful in his body, but he didn't feel angry or painful in his heart, and he immediately find the way back to God, just to confess his sins and repent.
他甚至有大大的喜乐在他心里，所以在监牢里面，一个眼睛几乎瞎掉的保罗写下喜乐的书信《腓立比书》。
Actually, he was filled with great joy in his heart, and almost a blind Paul in the prison, he wrote the joyful letter of Philippians.
我们更是看到彼得。
And we also saw Peter.
神让他看到他的无知，他的无能，他曾经是多么的可笑的骄傲，但是这是对彼得的恩典。
And God let Peter saw his own ignorance and powerlessness, and he was once so proud and arrogant, but that's the grace from God to him.
所以愿意我们今天我们来思想上帝给我们的恩典。我们真的在这个疫情当中，我们在这个世界这一两年所经历的这些事情当中，属灵的人参透万事。
So today, when we think about the grace of God during this 1 or 2 years, when we think about the pandemic, when we think about all those things happening in these 2 years, let's see that a spiritual man can see through spiritual things.
不要愤怒。不要痛苦，不要抱怨，让我们看见，这是上帝给我们的恩典。
And do not be painful, and do not get angry, and do not complain, because this is a grace from God.
因为主来的日子近了。
Because the Lord's day is near.
还有最后一点点时间，我们赶紧悔改，赶紧认罪，主来的日子近了。
Grasp the last opportunity, to confess your sins and repent, because the Lord's day is near.
好，请我们大家一起起立，我们最后来读两处经文。
Please all stand up and let's read two scriptures from the Bible.
好，我们一起来读历代志上七章十三到十四节。
Let's read First Chronicles 7:13-14.
历代志上七章十三节起。我若使天闭塞不下雨，或使蝗虫吃这地的出产，或使瘟疫流行在我民中，这称为我名下的子民若是自卑祷告寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。我们再来读约伯记的26:2-3。第二节起。无能的人蒙你何等的帮助，膀臂无力的人蒙你何等的拯救，无智慧的人蒙你何等的指教，你向他多显大知识。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we praise you, we thank you.
感谢你叫万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Thank you for the, all things works together for the good of those who love you.
在这一段时间，神啊，你叫万事相互效力，让我们看见我们自己人软弱的本相，无知无能的本相。
I thank you for during this the past year or two that we can see that you ask all things to work together for our good, that we can see that we are true self as ignorant, being ignorant and powerless.
圣灵怎样带领当年的浪子来认罪悔改，圣灵怎样的带领彼得，怎样的带领保罗，愿圣灵也带领我们每一个人。
Like how the Holy Spirit led the prodigal son, led Peter and led Paul, confess their sins, repented, and the Holy Spirit also lead us the same way.
愿圣灵光照我们，让我们来数算神赐给我们的恩典。
May Holy Spirit shine upon us, so that we can count the blessings from God.
我们不仅仅数算神在过去这一年给我们多少的供应，多少的保守，我们更是要数算神在做过去一年，让我们真的看见我们自己软弱无能的本相。
And not only we count the blessings that God's for God's provision and protection during the past one year or two, and we also thank God for His blessing that we can see our true self as being weak and ignorant.
让我们在这样上帝的光中，我们真正的认识自己，也是真正的认识神。这是神给我们的恩典。
And in the light of God, that we could truly see and know about ourselves and know about God, and that is the grace from God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.